deleting files. One of the things that I was really anxious to learn how to do with my witness is get rid of all these junk files that I had recorded while I was experimenting, recording from AM and FM and the microphone and the line in and fixing up the folder view. How do I get rid of all this junk I recorded now? Well, that's pretty easy. The edit key is one we have not used yet, and it has a lot of functions, but for the moment we're only going to talk about erasing files. The manual does use the term erase rather than delete, sticking with the tape recorder model rather than the computer model, so we will use the word erase. The edit key is right above the menu key, and you've been using the menu key a lot. So the edit key is above that. There's a little rough place on the surface of the witness between menu and edit. Now, to delete a file or erase a file, that file must be either open or highlighted. The definition of a file being open is you're either listening to it or you have paused it. The definition of a file being highlighted is that you're in the file's menu and you have the name of this particular file highlighted. I personally like to have my file open. I like to be listening to the file and I hit pause. Then I'm absolutely sure which file it is that I'm going to be deleting. Erasing, rather. Press the edit key. The first thing on the edit menu is erase one file. The second thing is erase all files in folder. So you don't want that unless you really want it. Watch out for that. So you've just paused a file that you want to get rid of. You know which file it is. You press the edit key. It says erase one file. Press play. Now the witness is very nice. It says to you, are you sure you want to erase this file? Y or N? And the no is highlighted. So if you, oops, I really didn't want to erase that, just press play again and you've selected no, or press back. If you do want to erase this file, press left. Now you're highlighting yes, press play, and that file is gone. This file cannot be recovered once you have erased it. We'll talk more about the other items on the edit screen later in this tutorial. It's time to pick up a few loose ends that we didn't tell you on side one of this tutorial. We didn't want to overwhelm you with too much information at once, and we wanted you to get the basics of your witness so you could start using it. We told you how much record time you get with each of the record modes, that is the bit rate, but we didn't tell you that it has 2 gigabytes of internal memory. And it can use SD cards from 2 to 16 gigabytes, although the manual recommends 2 gigabytes or 4 gigabytes as being best. That manual does not tell us why. We told you to charge the witness for approximately 5 hours. We didn't tell you how long you can use it, though. Manual tells us you can record for 8 hours and you can play for 14 hours, more or less. This play, of course, is going to depend on the volume. If the battery fails, the battery in the witness is not user changeable. Send it back to C-Crane for a replacement battery. How do I get rid of those darn presets? In my radio, I was experimenting and I set some presets of stations that I really hate. Remember when you're playing AM or FM radio, with the up and down button, you go to the presets that you've set. Remember also that on the AM radio, you must have the screen activated. You wake up the screen by pressing one button if the screen indeed has gone to sleep. Press the back button. This is the only time you're going to use the back button for anything other than backing up in your menus. Press the back button while you're listening to the station you want to delete from memory. The witness tells you no. Or yes, Your default is no, so go one click to the left with your left button. You're highlighting yes and press play. Now you've deleted that preset. Of course, you can always just put another station in there, and that'll do the same thing. Play speed. You can speed up or slow down a file that you're listening to. If your only experience with changing play speed is on a cassette recorder, you know what happens. It changes the pitch as well. You're going to have a lot of fun playing around with this. You can speed up a file or slow it down without changing the pitch in any way. This is really a lot of fun and can be useful. For example, if you're trying to learn a foreign language, record a radio program in that language and slow it down. If you're trying to learn a piece of music, do the same thing, slow it down. If you want to listen to the news, but you want to get through it a little faster, speed it up. The manual tells us that we have these five play speeds. 0.5, in other words, half speed. 0.7, 1.3, 1.5, and normal. The way that's listed in the manual, you would think that normal is at the end of the list, but really normal is in the middle. So it goes half speed, in other words, 0.5, 0.7, normal. From normal, you press the play speed once, and it goes up to 1.3 times normal, then 1.5 times normal. When you close the file and then open it again, you're back to normal speed. And the play speed button is the lower left-hand button. In other words, it's the button below menu. Well, I was experimenting with my XM satellite radio on the Oldies channel, one of the Oldies channels, and I came across a song by good old Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Let's see what happens when we speed up and slow down that song. While I was preparing this tutorial for you, I discovered something that, to my recollection, was not mentioned in the manual. It just so happens that that song came over XM radio in stereo. Some of those oldies do, some of them don't. Well, when you speed it up or when you slow it down, the stereo effect goes away, and you only get the stereo back when you go back to normal play. You can fast forward or rewind through a file, and this works very much like on a CD player, except that on most CD players you press and hold the back track or forward track button, and it kind of skips through the song that you're listening to. On The Witness, you just tap the left or right button, and it rewinds or goes forward at a rate of 3 or 7 or 16 or 150 times normal speed. And 150 really flies. So we're not going to demonstrate that because I don't have any files on here that are long enough. So we're going to go back to Frankie and see what happens if we fast forward him at the various speeds, but not at 150 times normal speed. If you want to listen at the point you have arrived at, just press play. Well, I went so fast forward, that I got into the next song, and then I pressed play, and you heard the following song. I pressed back, or rather left, to try to go backwards like rewind, but it was at the slow rewind speed. It didn't go fast enough to get back to Frankie Valley, and I decided it wasn't that important. I think you get the idea of how fast forward and rewind can go through a file. And it looks like once you get up to 16 times, you don't actually hear the file flying by as the witness moves through it. So you just have to press play to kind of figure out where you are. Timers. The witness has 20 timers. In other words, you can set up 20 different kinds of events to be recorded or played automatically. I think you may need sighted help to set up these timers, but you may be more clever than I am. I'm going to tell you the procedure anyway. The timer menu is the fifth item on the main menu. Remember, we had AM, FM, file, settings, and timers. There are three things once you've selected the timer menu. Set timers, review, and then all timers on or off. If you select to set timers, there are a lot of things to set. And when you first see this, you might feel a little overwhelmed, but when you realize how versatile the witness is and how much detail a timer requires in order to do what you want it to do, you realize that it makes perfectly good sense to have all these parameters you have to change. First, what timer do you want to use? There are 20 of them. What is the status? Do you want the witness to record or to play something? If it's playing, do you want from the internal memory or the SD card? If it's recording something, what is the source? Radio? If radio, one of the presets or the frequency, you have to tune that in ahead of time, but you don't have to have the radio on when you set the timer. Weekday, do you want it to record every day? The date that you want it to record. Do you want it to do it just once or every day at the same time? What is the start time? What is the stop time? When you get all this stuff done, press the play button to save. Yes or no, it says. And now you've set up your timer. Review timers. Since you have 20 timers, you may want to go through and see what the timers are all set for and if they're set the way you want them. Then there's all timers on or off. If you don't want to set any timers or you don't want to use any timers right now, you may want to make sure that all the timers are off. That will save your battery. When you select off, all timers off, it will not change the settings that you set up in your timers, so you can turn them on at a later date if you want to. We told you that the edit screen had more on it than just erasing a file or erasing all the files in a folder. Some of these we feel are not things that a blind person is going to use, but you would certainly like to know about them. Rename. You can change the name of a file by using the left and right arrows and the play button and go down to the next letter and press play. In other words, letter by letter by letter, you can build up the name of a file. Copy. You can copy a file from the internal memory, which I told you is 2 gigabytes, to an SD card, or you can copy from a card to the internal memory. Just highlight what you want to do and select it. Again, you'll probably want sighted help, at least till you become very, very proficient and very familiar with what files you have. You can divide files in half. You can do this while the file is paused or playing. We talked about a file being open, so it has to be paused or playing, but it has to be open. When you divide the file in half, you get 2 new files. So you have a total of 3 files. You have your original file, which is not destroyed or deleted. Then you have the 2 new files that you got by dividing that file. You can mark spots in a file or bookmark a file. This is useful if you have a very, very long file, such as a 3-hour baseball game or a book or something. And this is on the edit screen. And you pause where you want the mark to be, and you put a mark in. And then you hold the left or right arrow to get to that mark. Your marks have to be a minimum of 30 seconds apart, and you can only have 4 spots marked in any given file. You can clear these spots, and you can clear files that you've marked as favorites. Ah, we have not told you yet how to mark a file as a favorite. If you want to designate a file as a favorite when the file is highlighted, but not when the file is playing, press the play speed button. We just showed you the play speed button. When the file is playing, the play speed button, which is the button on the lower left, goes through the various speeds. But if the file is paused, but it's open or it's highlighted, pressing that same button marks the file as favorite. Pressing it again removes the favorite. Remember back when we went to folder view and it said play just the files in this folder, and we changed that default to play all files in all folders. Well, one of the other items on that menu was play only favorites. If you choose that item, then only files that you have marked as favorites will be played. So if you don't have any favorites, you won't be playing anything. You can also lock a file so that you can't accidentally delete it or do anything to it. When the file is highlighted, press and hold the right arrow button. To unlock the file, press and hold the left button. Remember, when the file was playing, we used right and left to do fast forward and rewind. So to lock the file, you're going to do this when the file is paused, not when the file is playing. You will remember that the jack on the left-hand edge of the witness is to plug in a microphone or to do line in. Go to record settings. We've already talked about record settings, mostly setting the bit rate for recording from the various sources. Well, one of the items on that menu is mic or line in, and the default is mic. In other words, to plug in an external microphone. So if you want to use that as a line in jack, you must select line in. Otherwise, you'll probably get horrible distortion. We have not tried that. Highlight line in. And remember to press play to select it. There are some items in display settings that may be of interest to you if you have partial vision, especially if you're using magnifiers or glasses and take a little time to focus in on the screen. To a totally blind person, most of these will not be of interest, and we suggest leave display settings alone. AM display. Remember how the AM screen goes to sleep to avoid interfering with AM reception? Well, you can change the time that it stays on before it goes to sleep. There's backlight time. The backlight on the screen will also go off after a certain time. You may want the backlight to be on all the time. Keep in mind that you'll use more battery power that way. But especially if you're using some kind of a handheld magnifier and it takes you a while to focus on the screen, you may not want the backlight to go off. If the backlight does go off, press any key and it'll come on. Display contrast. Again, you may want a different amount of contrast in the display. And this will have to do with your partial vision or the magnifier that you are using. The ID3 has to do with computer files title, and we suggest you not worry about it. Here's something interesting that you may like to play around with. Repeat section. While you're playing a file, press the lower right-hand button. That is the button that's also used to swap between internal memory and SD card. Press that button at the point that you would like the repeat section to start. Press it again where you would like the repeat section to stop, and it'll play that section over and over and over. What a great way to practice a foreign language or a piece of music. Press play and it'll stop this repeated action. A couple of other settings that you may like to change under sound settings. Speaker control. If you have the charging cradle for the witness, you can turn off the internal speakers on the witness by going to speaker control. FM mono is also here under sound settings. FM stereo requires more signal strength from a station than FM mono. If the station you want to listen to is coming in stereo, but it's a little noisy, switch to FM mono and it may come in a little clearer. Note, when you change the setting, all FM stations are in mono. You can transfer files between the witness and a computer. First, hook up the USB cable the same way you did when you charged the witness, only this time, don't cancel this link that is on your computer screen that's asking you about transfer. Select removable disk. The computer will treat your witness as a removable disk, maybe drive E or drive F. This will depend somewhat on how your computer is set up. And you can download and upload. The manual gives us this warning. When you want to disconnect from a computer, deactivate the link safely. Go to remove hardware on your screen. Only after you've done that can you disconnect the USB cable. The manual does not tell us what will happen if you disconnect the USB cable without deactivating this software, but we think perhaps it will corrupt the files that you've tried to transfer. The maximum number of files that your witness can hold is 2,000, and the maximum number of folders that it can have is 500. The following is a list of accessories that you can purchase for the witness. Consult C. Crane for prices. An AC adapter for the USB cable. A cradle where the witness can sit and perform. A carrying case with a belt loop. A smaller carrying case meant to be carried on your arm with an arm loop. External SD memory cards and external stereo microphone. Some of you who had the original witness may be interested in knowing what some of the changes are between the original witness and the current Witness Plus. First of all, the color of the outside of the case is different and the logo is different. We don't expect that you will care about that. The port for charging the witness is different. The old witness had a 24-pin, rather wide connector on the charger or the charging cable. It reminded me of a connector I've seen on some older cell phones. As you know, the current witness has the mini USB connector. There are two microphone holes on the current witness, one on each side. Before, there was just one on one side. FM can be changed to mono rather than just being on stereo. You can get a stereo microphone. You can record in CD quality. And one of the other recording parameters, 256 kilobytes per second, has been removed. Instead, you now have, as I said, the CD quality recording capability. The date is part of the default file name that is listed. There are no folders anymore according to the date, just the folders according to the source that we talked about near the beginning of this tutorial. There's no specific folder just for timer recordings. There is, however, a menu item timer, and that has to do with setting the timer. And you can rename files. This is the end of the tutorial on the C. Crane Witness Plus. This is Tim Hendel speaking for C. Crane, thanking you for your purchase. We do realize that many of the things on the witness are a little complex, and it's probably not a bad idea to listen to this tape again. We hope you record lots and lots and lots of your favorite audio on The Witness and enjoy it for years to come.